Welcome back to Hound Pound Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, alongside Sam Wiederhoff and Brady Klein, I'm your host, Jack Kaiser. We had a great interview with Coach Dexter Taylor there. He talked a little bit about his Warren Central days and what he's seen from the Carmel Greyhounds so far this year. But now we have starting senior center Chase Crowder with us. Thank you so much for joining us, Chase.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me.
Now, you're the starting center on the offensive line, just like I mentioned, one of the most difficult positions to play on the field. What's the hardest thing to deal with game in and game out down there in the trenches?
It definitely is a very physically demanding job, but I think the hardest thing to deal with is a lot of people definitely think it's physical, but the mental aspect, that can really get to me. Being the center, making all the calls, but I have a lot of all the guys next to me that are there, they're going to help me, but I think just kind of keeping the tempo and the pace rolling that might be the most difficult job.
How do you think you guys as an offensive line together have improved throughout the season?
I think we've improved by leaps and bounds. We've been rotating some guys, but we're a senior dominated offensive line, and we got a left guard and Justin Williams, who's a junior. He's really stepped up, but I think we've approached games differently. We've started practices faster, and I think when we're rolling, we're unbeatable as a unit.
Now, we saw last year you started off the season as you didn't play center, actually. You started off as a rotated through the entire offensive line, but now you're mainly at center. What's it like being put there and having that as your permanent spot for this year?
It's definitely nice. Last year there was a little more. It was a little more difficult because I didn't know if I was going in to play right guard or left guard or center or whatever. But definitely, I did like that because now I know all the positions. But being strictly center has taken a lot of pressure off my shoulders. But it's also brought a lot of other responsibilities. But I'm very happy about being a permanent position.
And from what I've heard and seen over the years, the O-line really likes to joke around with each other. How does that chemistry help you guys in games?
Well, as a unit, the offensive line, we have to be a very tight knit unit. Five fingers, one fist is what we like to say. But I think definitely the joking around and the chemistry part is really good for us to bond together. And I mean, it's all lighthearted, but it definitely brings us closer, more as brothers than teammates.
Now, for the players listening out there, what are some of the nicknames that you guys like to call each other?
Oh boy, we like to. I'll refer back to Justin Williams. We like to call Justin Williams either Mom or 40 Piece.
Wow,
that's a good one. 40 Piece is a famous one. Most people know Deshaun Williams as Tank.
Yeah, that's a given. That's a pretty good one. I know you call Jack Lorson Dad, right?
Jack Lorson is Dad. He's the father of the offensive line. He's there with his wisdom, and he's definitely a sage for us.
And this year, that fist has really taken some hits this year. We saw some injuries to Simon Charles and Harley Fry. How have you guys dealt with those injuries?
Well, Simon's been struggling. He's dealt with some back problems for the past year now, but it's a day-to-day thing for him. And Harley Fry, it was a freak thing. He got rolled up on in a game. So he's definitely rehabbing. But it's nice having depth. And everyone, because with that depth, we could just kind of keep it rolling without a drop-off. And I think definitely expect to see Harley back next week, ready to go. And Simon just keep doing his thing every day, stretching his back and keeping it going.
And we saw a couple weeks ago, you talked about the injuries at the depth. We saw a couple weeks ago you actually injured your right hand. You played a whole game snapping with your left hand. How was that, and how was that different for the quarterback and the combination between you two?
It definitely created a little bit of tension between me and Michael. You know, after every play, he would kind of. I think he kind of just started to understand what I was doing. But I just took a blow to my right thumb, and there was an option of me playing guard, but I decided that I didn't want to play guard. So I just Wednesday before the game decided to learn how to snap left-handed. So I think definitely it was definitely different. Wouldn't want to do it again, but now I know that I can, so that was nice.
And moving on to the game next week, it's a rematch of the state championship with Ben Davis. And Coach Taylor said earlier that they really haven't been preparing or any different or treating it like any other game. But, I mean, come on. The emotions have to be there yeah. after a state championship right. loss. What's that like?
Kind of going off what Coach Taylor said and also what Coach Hebert said at practice. It's not as much as of a revenge thing because a loss in the state game can't be revenged by a win in a regular season. But it's definitely a little more personal just from how devastating the loss was last year. So I don't know if we're approaching it any differently to how we're starting practice and finishing practice, but mentally we're very locked in and precise on what we're doing.
Every week it seems like we always ask this question to the skill players, but we always ask them, who are the unsung heroes of this team? Always say the offensive line. So what kind of role do you think the offensive line plays within the whole team?
Being on the offensive line, I think it's definitely a different kind of job, and it takes a certain group of individuals. Like you said, we are definitely the unsung heroes, but it is nice being recognized by some of the guys who get all the score all the touchdowns. But you know, growing up, most of the guys who play offensive line grew up playing it, so it's kind of what we know how to act, and definitely have to be a little more. We have to be a tighter unit because we're not individuals, we're one unit. So,
and we've seen over the last couple of weeks they've been rotating throughout the captains before the games, all the seniors, and we've also asked some of the coaches who they think some of the leaders are on this team and other players, and your name has been brought up a lot. Do you think of yourself as a leader on this team?
I'd like to think of myself as a leader. Not at times I'm not always the most vocal person. I mean, I can get vocal, but I'm a little more reserved. I like to think that I use my actions and my play on the field to kind of lead, and when it's needed, I'll get the guys going a little bit. But I definitely do hope to think of myself as a leader, and hope other people do too.
And you guys are on a little bit of a win streak now. What's changed the last 3 weeks that have enabled you guys to get three really strong victories in a row?
I think we really just kind of took a step back and looked at how we were not how we were performing on Fridays, but how we're performing in practice and at the beginning of the week. Because I think that really correlates to how we're going to perform on Friday. So we just decided to start practice the way we'd want to start a game, and that's fast, and finish fast. So with starting fast, it's definitely, we've seen a result with how we've played Friday. So we've been more mentally locked in too, and that's a big thing.
Do you think the momentum that's been built up by these last three victories will carry into these next two huge games against Ben Davis and Warren Central?
I definitely do. I think they were really big three game win streak for us. Now we're kind of just start to figure out what we're capable of, and we're just gonna keep trying to improve, keep the same routine going at practice. You know, like I said, starting fast. I definitely think it was very big for us to have these last three wins going into this these last three games of the season, which will be tough.
And one of the biggest things that one of the biggest groups of players that don't really get talked about a lot are the scout teams on both sides of the ball. Who are some of the scout team players that have really stuck out to you and think they've made you better throughout practice?
Scout team is something that most people look down upon, but it's really one of the most important parts of what we do, because without them we're not getting any of the looks, and they really do make us a lot better, and it helps for them. We're making each other better at the same time, but recently, there's been one guy in particular who's been giving me some fits, and that's Vance Routabush. He's out there every day. He's just working his butt off, really getting after it, doing what the coaches ask, and making practice against the scout team very difficult.
Now, Brady asked a question he likes to ask every week about the scout team, and Sam's going to ask one later. I won't reveal it, but listeners, thank you God. Probably know. The question I have for you that I like to ask every week to each player is, what game do you like to be a part of the most?
That's a good question. The game that I like to be a part of the most, are we talking like teams we play?
Yes.
I love playing all the games, but it's hard to say that there's not one game in particular that you really like. And just growing up my whole life, I've loved playing against... I've always thought that the rivalry and the competition and amount of respect between Carmel and Warren has always been special.
Now, you say that's the best team or the biggest game that likes to play in. You've played in stadiums like Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati, Lucas Hill Stadium, down at the Rocket, Trinity. What's your favorite stadium that you've played at so far?
Well, besides Cromwell Stadium.
Of course.
I really do enjoy playing at Lucas because it's such a special feeling. I mean, playing at Trinity and Nippert, that was a very fun experience because, I mean, they're obviously really big venues, but playing at Lucas, there's something very special about that because it's kind of in your hometown, and playing there usually means that you're in the state championship game, and that's always awesome.
All right, here's my question I ask the players every single week. We've gotten various responses, but in the locker room, what are you listening to? What kind of music are you listening to try and get dialed in before kickoff?
That's an even better question. Well,
it's okay. You can admit it. Victor listens to classical music, so you can admit anything.
Yeah, I mean, the way we do it is I think the music kind of progresses throughout the week. You know, Monday we don't usually have that much music because we're in meetings a lot. And, you know, we've kind of changed the culture of the locker room music this year as opposed to last year, a little more, I'd say, well-rounded as opposed to just one genre that sounds like the same stuff. But I think really we've emphasized the kind of just music. Before games, we usually, guys will just bring in their own headphones and listen to stuff because we have meetings going on. But, going back to what you said about Michael Victrop, we're big fans of Earth, Wind, and Fire and Frank Sinatra. All right, goodness. Now, I know that's probably not what most people would expect to listen to before games, but helps us lock in.
And Carmel has plenty of traditions, whether it's in the locker room, before the game, after the game. You've seen those over the years playing on the football team. What's your favorite tradition from this program?
I'd say one of my favorite traditions is before we go out, we always touch the Greyhound statue. One of my other favorite traditions is win or loss, we always we'll go to the sidelines and sing to the crowd. I think that's really important, even if we do lose, that we do that just to kind of keep our heads high and continue to work to get better.
All right. Thank you so much, Chase, for joining us. We really appreciate it. That was a great interview. We'll come back and recap those two interviews, the one with Coach Taylor and this most recent one with Chase Crowder. You're listening to Hound Pound Sports Talk on 91.3 WHJE. Strangers.